This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Kelly Morlock can help you manage your wealth and retirement needs.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Just home, sweet home. If only. In the unless you have been living under a rock category, you know the word housing is everywhere all the time. People need it. There isn't enough. It's too expensive to build. The state says you've got to build. Where do we put it? And a few California cities are not even close to solving the problem. This is Bill Wood, and my guest today is David Gorn, chair of the Half Moon Bay Planning Commission. Welcome, David.
Hi there.
In the simplest terms, the housing crisis is a case of supply and demand. A lot of people chasing that California dream and a few places to lay their heads while having that vision. Looking back, just when did the demand start exceeding the supply?
Well, we're a lot like the rest of California. There are some trends that have developed that have contributed to a lack of housing. It's not so much that we have more people. We tend to have fewer people living in houses now than we used to. We also have a lot of hedge funds and other investment firms that are buying houses as investment properties and not renting them out. So there's two affordability problems in Half Moon Bay. We have the affordability of the houses themselves. Buying a house is astronomically expensive, but we also have a rental affordability crisis. Part of that rental problem in Half Moon Bay, I don't know if you know, but there's like my son, when he rented a house here, he had nine other people living with him in a four-bedroom house. I hear stories all the time about four families sharing a four-bedroom house with their kids sleeping on cots. That can't go on. There are a few possibilities to fix it. It's one reason that Half Moon Bay passed this, what they call the STR ordinance, a short-term rental ordinance, because a lot of people with two homes or investment properties would kick the renters out and rent them out as Airbnbs, right? For like seven times, eight times a year, whatever. That meant that the rental stock in Half Moon Bay went way down. The STR ordinance, the short-term rental ordinance, requires that you live in a house for 51% of the time, and then you can rent it out as a Airbnb. And it's an incentive, if you have a second house, to rent it out to real people. To long-term rentals.
The state has a mandate, of course. And what is that? And who's responsible for taking care of it?
The state wants to push affordable housing, which is great. You know, we need affordability to come down. We need a place to live. In Half Moon Bay, that affordability crisis, we as a community saw that problem a long time ago. And we built Leslie Gardens, for instance, which is a senior center. It's gorgeous. Low-income senior housing center. And we've done that on a number of other projects as well. We have the Moon Ridge Housing, which is technically right outside of Half Moon Bay, but we were involved in that. We have the Stone Pine Cove, Farmworker Housing. Now we have the 555 Kelly. And then there's a one going in at 940 Main Street. And there's others, plus our six mobile home parks. We actually do have a lot of affordable housing. But one of the issues I see is that, for instance, with the Leslie Gardens Senior Center, predominantly, that was people coming from out of town and living here, people from Burlingame and Menlo Park and St. Louis. And so we built this really great senior housing so that the seniors here could afford it. And then the seniors here didn't get to move in there for the most part. There's a few who are there who are Half Moon Bay citizens. So to me, that didn't fix the affordability crisis for seniors So to me, the important thing is to make sure that if we do have housing projects here, that they go predominantly to locals. And that would really alleviate our affordability crisis.
Of course, someone has to build these. What are the incentives for builders to actually do this kind of market rate or low-income housing?
Well, it can be tough to find somebody, especially with smaller projects. The 555 Kelly originally was designed to be a smaller project. The city council targeted it for affordable housing because it's city property. And when it's city property, you have some say over who stays there. And so that was the city council's effort to get locals affordable housing. And so it still is. It's for farm workers, senior farm workers, which, you know, I guess it technically is outside of Half Moon Bay city limits because it's an unincorporated county. But I think that they are part of the greater Half Moon Bay area. And so that one was really successful. The problem that we've seen with 555 Kelly, because there's been so much fighting over it, to me, not so much NIMBYism, but people here have supported affordable housing and farm worker housing. That hasn't really been an issue. The Stone Pine Cove, for instance, 72 units? That happened in about a year with really minimal opposition. And so this one is such a fight because of something called the density bonus law. So the density bonus law was used on this project, which meant that the city council and planning commission and citizens were not allowed to address things that they normally address. Height, parking, traffic, safety, all those things. Those were off the table. We couldn't talk about them. That's why everybody got so head up about it. You know, there's no voice. The 940 Main Project, which is an area from Main Street to Highway 1, from Poplar to Metzger, that big block, that's going to be affordable housing also. 25% of that will be for farm workers. That is local. 25% will be local. But the other 75%, who knows?
Is this going to meet the state requirements? Or are we close? Or how's that doing?
We're close.
Because that's all we hear about is that, oh, the state's going to tell us we have to do this, this, and this. That's the question that people feel emotional about.
Right. There's no doubt that Half Moon Bay is one of five cities in the state, right? And there's no overlooking that hasn't met the housing element. There are some extenuating circumstances. To me, one of the biggest ones is that the Housing Community Development, HCD, they were trying to get rid of Measure D, which is our 1.5% growth initiative. We're about to submit our housing element, and they said, wait, you have to wait on the housing element until after we talk to the Coastal Commission to try to get rid of Measure D. And they did that, and it took many, many months, and the Coastal Commission said no. And then they said, oh, wait, no, you have to wait until after we talk to the council and make the city council put Measure D on the ballot so that the citizens can reverse it. The citizens are for it. They overwhelmingly passed it. I think it was like 70% in passing it. And it works. It's like it's great. It's what has kept Half Moon Bay, Half Moon Bay, because we don't have this giant explosion of housing that we don't really have the infrastructure to support. Those particular things are delays actually by HCD. And then it got to a point where we were like scrambling, city was scrambling to try to get the housing element done in time and approved by them. And they just kind of like said, no, we're going to wait.
Well, speaking of scrambling, where do people go to actually get the facts? Where is the information source when people want to catch up and really see what's happening?
Well, the city actually does a really good job of putting everything online. And you can really find a lot of information through the city site on specific projects like 555 Kelly or about 940 Main Street, but also in general about the housing element. There's a whole section in there about what's required and what we're doing and how we're doing it.
And when things land on your desk, mm-hmm. what's the first thing you have to do? Does it come through the city to you?
As the Planning Commission, usually individual projects come to before the Planning Commission, and we look to see if they meet the local coastal program, the requirements that Half Moon Bay has for building projects. And if it meets LCP, then
LCP stands for?
Local Coastal Program.
Oh, okay.
So if it meets all the local coastal program standards, then it's passed on to the City Council, and they're the ones who set policy.
Well, it's not an easy job. Is it? Because people probably get in your face from time to time.
Well, it's interesting. I was on council before, and I chose Planning Commission because it was a little bit lower profile. Like, not that many people don't really watch Planning Commission, you know, on TV, right? In their spare time. And so because politics is personal in Half Moon Bay, and I did get a lot of that when I was on council before. It actually turns out I got that a little bit on Planning Commission as well, but that's another story.
Well, you've given us a lot of information in a very short time, and I want to thank you for joining us. Planning Commission will continue to work and continue to find solutions in this. And as you said, the city's website has a lot of the information, and it's important for people to go and get the accurate information.
Exactly.
Thank you for joining us.
Well, yeah, thanks for having me. This is a good subject.
My guest today has been David Gorn, chair of the Half Moon Bay Planning Commission.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Housing. The term sounds so bureaucratic, when in truth, all we want is a home. For the feature story of the week, this is Bill Wood.
There's no place like home.
Our thanks to contributor Bill Wood for his timely, sensitive, and controversial interview concerning how state lawmakers can take away the rights of Half Moon Bay citizens as how they can govern their own city. Where are the Sons of Liberty when you need them? For Radio Magazine, this is Jim Henderson. And now let us journey back to a time when state government was not so oppressive. Cameron Palmer, host of the KHMB Time Machine, invites us to join him for a trip back to the year 1959. You're listening to the station that represents the timeless spirit of community radio for the San Mateo County Mid-Coast, the one and only 100.9. Coastside Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.